Captain of Squad Zero, you're up next.
Cruella DeVille, Cruella DeVille. If she doesn't scare you, no evil thing will. To see her is to take a sudden chill. Cruella, Cruella DeVille. The color in her lips, the ice in her stare. All innocent children had better beware. She's like a spider waiting for the kill. Cruella, Cruella DeVille. At first you think Cruella is the devil, but after time has worn away the shock, you've come to realize you've seen her kind of eyes watching you from underneath a rock. This vampire bat, this inhuman beast, she ought to be locked up and never released. The world was such a wholesome place until Cruella, Cruella DeVille. She's like a spider waiting for the kill. Cruella, Cruella DeVille. At first you think Cruella is the devil, but after time has worn away the shock, you've come to realize you've seen her kind of eyes watching you from underneath a rock. This vampire bat, this inhuman beast, she ought to be locked up and never released. The world was such a wholesome place until Cruella, Cruella DeVille. Oh, Cruella, Cruella, Cruella DeVille.
Oh, Cruella DeVille by Captain Squad of Zero. The first note I have, and probably like the biggest note I have, was the backtrack was
amazing.
Hilarious.
Yeah, I love the backtrack.
I want it.
Ozel.
I was going to say, this is one I want to steal too. I'm jumping on the stealing.
I think I know where it's from.
Well, Zell, I want Me Fred Bob's control, but we're not getting that, are we? So, you know, Zell.
Can I get
So
actually, I can get this one. I know where to find it.
The scream in the backtrack. Anyone hear that? No, I meant the high one.
The first one. Holy mother, what was that?
Oh, the backtrack was fun. I love that you picked this version because it's kind of more upbeat, and I like upbeat. If anyone knows me in past competitions, I like pop version of stuff.
Yes, he does.
And Bea and Zell can attest. I like my pop versions. I like this Captain Squad of Zero. From what I remember in your audition, we told you you needed more oomph and feeling in the song, and I think you stepped it up with this. You had more variation in the song. Like, you kind of switched it up by going soft and low and picking up the energy, so it had levels, and overall I thought you had good energy in this. On certain parts, it sounded like your vibrato got a little out of control.
Yes.
Did anyone hear that? It reminded me of, like, Lash and Lulu. Like, their vibratos, I said it wrong again. They kind of go, it's really fast and it sounds kind of, like, out of control and slightly distracting. Mm-hmm. But,
I have notes and I'll get to that in mine.
Yeah,
but, other than that, I like this Captain Squad of Zero. Good job. Everyone's like, good job for improving. I was impressed by this. Go, Zell.
Okay. This is actually a note that I've also had on my original notes for you for your audition. Your vibrato still bothered me, because in some places it was all over the place. my next two notes are dealing with the backtrack, which we already all gushed over. I'll just say I read my notes as the song went along, so they do change after a while. More singing, not enough emotion, energy maybe. It got better as it went through, and I did like it overall. You strained a lot. It sounded to me like you strained a lot, and I loved your last a rock like bump. It was like nice. I liked the performance of it overall. Vocally, like the vibrato and your straining is a little iffy for me. And that's all I have. Ambi?
First of all, my first note was, what am I listening to? Oh, Cruella de Vil, Cruella de Vil. Okay. Because at first I was like, what song is this? I have no idea. Because the backing track was so different. And I like
different.
That.
It's so contemporary. I like
yes,
it.
Yes. I'm going to get more of that in a little bit. Because I like this. And I loved the way you did the first chill. Because that was the first time that your vibrato came out. Because it sounded like you were chilly, and you're like, ooh, I'm chilly as I'm vibratoing it. But then the problem was that every time you did the vibrato, it was the same thing going on. Because it worked for the chill, because it sounded like you were cold. Like you were singing in the middle of winter, and you were like out in the snow, and you were like chilly as you were singing. And I don't know if that makes any sense, does it? Probably not.
It kind of does.
It does.
Kind of.
It worked for that because, and I can't replicate it. But I go back and listen to it, but it sounds like you're chilling. I liked that, and I wrote that. And then it just got to be a bit too much because it just kept coming up and coming up and coming up. It definitely took on a mind of its own. I was laughing so hard at the backing track when it started, like, screaming. And that was the point when I realized that I was actually – the backing track was outshining you. I was so – entertained by the backing track, and your energy was kind of wavering a bit, and your emotion was wavering, that I found myself paying more attention to the hilariousness of the backing track than I did to you. And I don't know, I love the backing track, but at the same time, you needed more oomph and power,
pizzazz
to balance yourself out with it, because it was just so awesome of a backing track, and your performance level was not to the same performance level of the canned singers on the backing track, which made me sad. But I did like this, but there was definitely a couple of flaws going on. But I did like this.
I liked how he had like a modern spin on it, like it helped stand out in a night of classicalness.
You just think it's a night of classicalness because classicness scares you.
Mm-hmm. It does scare me. Well, yeah.
Don't worry. Like, if we
don't
ever
don't worry.
If
we get to my area a couple weeks from now, I'll be
your area's expertise. If we,
yes,
oh god,
like,
I'll probably die.
I know. There's like 3 weeks in a row where I'll be super happy, and Ambi and Zilla are like, oh my god, someone kill me now.
Stop.
There's one.
Would you agree when we planned this thing out, right?
Yes, I did.
And I think we're.
Actually, I will say Captain Squad Zero did improve on being a sleeping bear, because in his audition I have slightly sleeping bear. Here he had a lot more energy than his audition.
There was definitely energy here, but it just wasn't as much as there was energy, but it needed more.
Right, it should have been bigger.
Mm. But he is making improvements,
yes.
So right. Good job.
Done.
Grethel, take it away.
Girl, we've got work to do. Pass me the paint and glue. Perfect isn't easy, but it's me. When one knows the world is watching, one does what one must. Some minor adjustments, darling, not for my vanity, but for humanity each little step upholds. See how the breeding shows. Sometimes it's too much for even me. But when all the world says yes, then who am I to say no? Don't ask a mutt to strut like a showgirl. No, girl, you need a pro. Not a flea or a flaw. Take a peek at that paw. La, la. Perfection becomes me never. Unrivaled, unruffled. I'm beauty unleashed. Yeah. Jaw drop, heart stuck, so classic and classy, we're not talking lassie. And so many covet my bone and bowl. They're barking up the wrong tree. You pretty pups all over the city. I have your hearts and you have my pity. Pretty is nice, but still, it's just pretty. Perfect, my dears, is me.
And that was Grethel with Perfect Isn't Easy from Oliver and Company. Yay! Finally a song from this movie. I adore this movie. This one and Great Mouse Detective, which I haven't heard any submissions yet, people.
You're the only one that likes that movie, Zell.
I saw it like once before like the tape got all mildewy.
Well, that depresses me. Okay, what's with people on these lovely backtracks that I want? Because I can never find one for this song.
I think this one is the Disney karaoke
series. Yeah, this is the same one I think that Monty used during Perform It.
Yeah.
Oh, so there's a karaoke.
It's definitely not the movie version of it. It sounds...
Okay, because I've been trying to find one and I can never find one for this song.
Yeah, the one on YouTube is lame, but this one's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good job for not picking a lame track.
Okay. Unfortunately, this is definitely not my favorite of the night. This is a very high energy performance song, and you were very low on energy. You had the notes for the most part, but you were very low on energy. You had no attitude. Georgette is what she is, a female dog.
Diva.
This is Miss M. This is Bette Midler. Okay, on two parts, it sounded like you didn't know the song, like you pretty much learned it for this week, just two parts, I can't really remember, it was near the beginning and in the middle. You didn't go all out like you should have, which really makes me sad because I adore this song to death. In the end, it was very, very underwhelming. Ambie?
I'm surprised that Zell didn't mention this, so I guess this is going back to me, the click listener. There were sounds all over this. I mean, even in the intro, before you even started singing, there was, the mic moving, and there were no clicks. I didn't hear any clicks, but I definitely heard movement of the microphone, shuffling, and it was really distracting.
No, I did hear that. I just didn't mention it. Sorry.
You were just way too meek and mild for this. I mean, Georgette is such an over-the-top character.
She's a
bitch. And sound effect
bring
is
in,
needed.
Bring in back the doing.
Noted. Okay.
I think I swore before, too. Mm-hmm.
You said the same word.
It was definitely really pitchy. Throughout the whole thing, there was no energy, no oomph whatsoever. There was no performance in this. And there was one part where you said the yeah. I actually, I'm not going to lie to you. This is going to sound really mean, but I wanted to actually turn it off at that point. Because it's supposed to be like, yeah, and you were like, yeah. There was absolutely nothing whatsoever behind it. It was like reading words off a piece of paper.
Or the internet.
Off of the internet, yes. Off of lyrics.com or wherever you got the lyrics for this from. I've never wanted to actually turn something off before up until this. I'm really sorry to be the word that I would have to bleep right now, but I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Jeffers, go.
Gretho, I don't think this was a good song choice for you. You have this kind of softer, airy sounding voice, and Perfect Isn't Easy is one of those big show tunes that requires a lot of chest voice and a lot of belting, especially at the end, where she's like, la, 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 la. And instead you're just kind of like, it was just too soft. You just needed to be bigger and really perform it. I put down that I missed the barking and the howling in the middle of the song, you know.
Me too. Yeah.
Yeah.
That made me sad.
Yeah, sad. But I really like that very nice long note you did at the end. That was very nice, and I really like that part. But like, it should have been built more chest voice oriented.
This is one of those. I think this is one of Disney's more performance songs. Mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah, it's one of those you really have to.
And if you don't
power it,
if you don't go there, it just falls way short.
Right.
It has to be so far out there.
Okay, I think I'm done.
Over the top diva.
I'm done.
Done.
Channel your inner and take it out on the song.
Leaping again, noted.
Next, we're going to hear Traviata.
Early each day to the steps of St. Paul's, the little old bird woman comes in her own special way to the people she calls. Come by my bags full of crumbs. Come feed the little birds. Show them you care. And you'll be glad if you do. Their young ones are hungry. Their nests are so bare. All it takes. From you. Feed the birds, tuppence a bag, tuppence, tuppence, tuppence a bag. Feed the birds, that's what she cries, while overhead the birds fill the sky. All around the cathedral, the saints and apostles look down as she sells her wares. Although you can't see it, you know they are smiling each time someone shows that he cares. Listen, listen, she's calling to you. Feed the birds, tuppence a bag, tuppence, tuppence, tuppence a bag. Thank you.
listen, she's calling to you. Feed the birds up in
So that was Traviata with Feed the Birds.
Wait, I thought Andrew was going first.
My critique, Jeffers.
Yeah. Oh,
trying to get all of my critique's face. What?
Oops.
We're keeping it because we got some drama going on here. Judge drama. What?
Ooh, bring it, Abby. Bring it.
Bring it on.
Papo.
What y'all?
Yeah. Everything,
but you know, the big mommy, y'all, you know, she's going to be real sad when you leave.
Yeah, that totally got in the background.
Didn't mute that in time.
That was totally in there. Awesome.
Okay. Since Zell left in her answer machine in Spanish, I guess we're even.
Moving onwards, Traviata. I love your name, Traviata. I love saying it like that. With Feed the Birds. Second, another double for the night. One that I didn't think we would double up on because I didn't think maybe people would sing this. I personally do not like this song. I'm not a huge fan of Mary Poppins at all, let alone this song. I think it's so technical note, Traviata. Please attach your file to the email. Do not send us links, please.
It makes it difficult.
It makes it very difficult for us and we get all kinds of confused. It took us like 2 extra minutes to figure out how to download it from the site that you have it uploaded to, because we were like, I'm clicking on it, but it's just streaming. I don't know what's going on. So we were three very confused judges for a moment there. So please, because I remember you also attached it for the group immunity as well.
Yes, so but this time I'm not making nice little download links for them in the package.
Moving on to actual notes. I like your voice on this. I felt like I was actually listening to Mary Poppins. Like, I could picture you as a Mary Poppins here, but like a modern-day Mary Poppins with a little bit of, like, pizzazz going on with her, because you took some liberties with it, which I liked because it made this kind of boring song a little bit more interesting for me. Your notes got a little sketchy near the end. It was almost as if you went all out in that bridge section, and then you didn't have enough to finish off your song. You kind of lost some of it, and the mixing levels were a little unbalanced for me. Strangely enough, in the same section that they were unbalanced for Tiana's, who did the song as well, right at the bridge when the orchestrations got really intense, they started to drown out your voice.
It's the damn karaoke.
Curse this karaoke! I shake my fist in the general direction of where this karaoke might possibly
go.
Just my computer screen! Okay.
Jeffers!
Okay, so my first note was I didn't know the song, like, for the first little bit.
And yet you heard it earlier tonight.
I know, but like, I don't know, like, her version sounded so different from Tiana's version. Like, it was like a more modern take on it. Mm-hmm. Like, while Tiana sounded more operatic and, like, not womanly, but, like, full, Traviata had, like, a more contemporary sounding voice and take on it, which I liked. Agreeing on the mixing part for that one section, yeah, I liked it. There was one part at the end, particularly the low, like, though her words, and feed the birds. The feed part was a little bit low for you, but other than that, I liked it. Good job.
Okay, before I forget this note, because I haven't written it down, but yeah, there was that one line that you did seem a little like you were sure having a little trouble with the low part.
I think that's where my notes or sketchy note came from.
Okay. And I have to agree, this is more of, you do fit more of the pop voice rather than the classical or the contemporary, I mean. Yes, please attach your file to the email. I don't like this karaoke because it drowns people's voices, like, to the max. It sounded really pretty, though. I did like it. And I think it's just me, but I heard a buzz somewhere, like, where there was no vocals, just a buzz, when it was just instrumental. And again, that could just be me. But yeah, very pretty. Different take. Good job.
Mm-hmm. I'm liking how a lot of the doubles are very different from each other.
Yeah, that makes it a little fresher. There was only, I think, one where I was like, this is very similar to the one before it, but I don't remember where it was. I semi-remember it. It's technically late for me right now since I've been up over 12 hours now, but it's late in my head, even though it's not late in the day. Yeah.
And although people can't hear this, please do Great Mouse Detective.
If the theme calls for it, someone please do Mouse Detective for her before she, like,
dies
of lack of Mouse Detective.
But only do it if you can sing it and perform it. Yeah, then you might
be sad. Actually, Will, I'm very protective of this movie, so if you do a song,
like her
here,
baby,
I will eat you.
So you can take a gamble and make her happy or potentially get eaten.
Lie.
It's your
Selena.
Choice.
Num, 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 num.
That's true. I had my lunch and Ambie had her chips, so Zelina will just have the next... I screwed up her name. Zelina will just have the next person who sings this song.
Oh no, who's next? You're gonna get eaten.
I don't know. There's only
Why
like
are we rambling
six,
like this?
Six,
I don't even know.
Stop it.